Jared Blickery is watching all of the action for us on this Monday morning. Good morning, Jared. What's standing out to you this morning?
Good morning. I'm just watching the price action in the S&P 500, and let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. Pretty inauspicious start to the week right now. Actually, not a lot of action that I'm seeing. We have the majors down just a few basis points, so I'm going to call that break even. But let's check out a longer-term chart of the S&P 500. This is a year-to-date, and I've been watching this range in here, 4,600 to the upside, and we actually broke. I think this is 4,450, something in there. And this could be a false breakdown, but if we sell off anywhere short of 44.50, cannot reclaim that by the close, probably going to head down and test these lows here. So really got to watch out for that today. We're also seeing volatility pick up a little bit. We're seeing the VIX by about 30. It spiked up a little bit more than current levels right now. And also the 10-year T-note yield calming down a little bit. We continue to have bouts of volatility in the bond market that just kind of spills over into the equities market. So here's the US dollar index. That's creeping higher again. And we got to check out crude oil. Now, for all the consternation about what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine, crude oil has been marching higher. You can see it made a new nominal high, but really not a lot of action if the geopolitical concerns, are justified. So maybe take that with a grain of salt. A lot of times these kind of conflicts will weigh on equities in the very short term, but over the long term, it's usually just a blip. So we'll have to see what comes of this. Of course, OPEC coming into this situation as well, with Russia being a swing producer as a part of OPEC Plus. But you can see energy today is the biggest laggard. That's down about 1.5%. But year to date, let's just check this out and remind us what the leading sector is. That is up 25%. So still holding on to some nice gains there. Utilities in the forefront here. Utilities has been a leader when the bond yields retreat. So we're seeing that again today. And also industrial, staples, financials, real estate, materials, all of those outperforming, but really just not a lot of action here. If we just take a quick look at the NASDAQ 100 heat map, mega caps under pressure, but nothing off by more than 1%, and really just kind of a mixed day so far. We'll have to see what comes of it.
Jared, I was with all these crypto ads in the Super Bowl, I was thinking Bitcoin would skyrocket, not really seeing that.
No, and I'll tell you what, when Crypto.com bought the licensing for the name of the Staples Center, I think that was a major tell that that could be an interim high. Now, if we go to the Wi-Fi Interactive, I'm going to pull up the Bitcoin chart here. And it's in a short-term uptrend. This is a year-to-date view. I'm going to put some candlesticks here to see a little bit more granularity. But so still in a short-term uptrend. It'd be nice to see this continue, but really need more of an institutional buy catalyst to propel these to propel the market higher. I haven't really seen the institutional flows like we saw in the beginning of 2021. Those just kind of petered out. I think the reason why Bitcoin made this new nominal high to almost 70,000 and then just quickly retreated was because we didn't have that support. Now, what could garner that support? Lower prices, perhaps. I've been saying that a washout to 20,000 or below would really attract that kind of institutional flows, as all of Wall Street really has to build up their crypto portfolio. But nevertheless, things looking a little bit greener here to the upside, especially on these short-term charts, Brian.
Interesting stuff. Obviously, also Bitcoin kind of interest rate and inflation expectation reactive as of late as well. Jared, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you a little bit later.